Ibn al-Qayyim has a great statement. He said, be careful of bad thoughts, because bad thoughts can lead to desires. If they lead to desires, you have to deal with them. If you don't deal with them, they'll lead to aspirations. If you don't deal with them, they'll lead to actions. And if you don't deal with them, they'll lead to habits, and then it's hard to stop. And one thing about Islamic law, there's a great axiom, prevention is better than cure. And then he says, as the saying goes, the letter A leads to B, and thinking about the forbidden might eventually lead one to commit what is forbidden. However, we know that the Prophet ﷺ has said that my ummah is forgiven for their thoughts. So that's why the sheikh is a little cautious. He's not going hard on the person. He said, like, be careful, you know, look after yourself, be mindful. He said, it's better, he didn't say it's fard. It's better for a person to avoid this as much as possible. A person who constantly occupies their mind with such things is only tormenting themselves, and it could potentially have some dangerous effects on people.